There are a few questions that committee members have put forward that we will need to come back in writing on, including your question, your follow-up question, Madam Chair, about sterilisation. I don't have more information I can share at this point, so if we could do that, that would be great. Also, we'd like to come back in writing in relation to the question on data sovereignty, citizenship also. But I would like to start by speaking to rural mental health. I will then hand over to Paula, who will speak to women in prison, and then to Emma, who will speak to the Committee on Legal Services for Migrant Women. In terms of health supports for rural women, the Ministry of Health and Health New Zealand is focused on delivering better health and services and health outcomes for all New Zealanders, including the around 20% of people who are living in rural communities. The Government Policy Statement for Health sets out expectations that will improve health outcomes for rural communities and build on priorities set out in the Rural Health Strategy. Some key expectations include working in partnership with local communities to tailor and respond to people's needs, including family and community-based services, implement initiatives that are supporting an increased understanding and uptake of online care and telehealth, particularly in primary and community health care settings, and equipping people, families and whānau to better meet their own mental wellbeing needs, improve the transport and accommodation assistance to support, particularly for disabled people living in rural communities. The Rural Health Strategy was released in July last year, and it sets the direction for improving health and wellbeing of rural communities over the next 10 years. There are a number of initiatives underway to meet the objectives of the strategy and improve the health and wellbeing of rural communities. I'd just like to also touch on the question around the wellbeing of rural women in New Zealand. One of our non-government organisations that we work with is Rural Women New Zealand, and they play a key role in connecting with rural women across the country. In February last year, a rural women's organisation held a first, they called it a muster, which sort of goes to farming terminology. It was the first ever held in New Zealand, and it actually stems from a program that was also is also in place in Australia. And that was a three-day event held in a rural community that had a focus only on women, and they were able to explore a number of things, and it really recognised that they are the backbone of their community, and often they don't put themselves forward, so really wanting to support them. Rural Women New Zealand also work directly with those communities to really support women leaders in the communities and women, rural women more generally. Paula, can I now hand over to you?